Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast, where I continuously have to watch Joe's camera to see if he's going to jump in and take the intro. I am Charles McFall.
I did it once, and now you're gun-shy.
Yeah, a little bit, man. It's good, though. When you did it well. But yeah. It is a pre-Go Fest, and we are looking forward to that weekend coming up. I'm Charles McFall. That is Joe. Embrace the underscore Ard right there.
Oh yeah, beating up a rocket grunt. It's gonna be so fun.
Nice.
How dare you have your balloon hovering over my house, you jerk face.
We're gonna talk about the rocket balloons. We're gonna talk about all kind of stuff coming up. But first, if you'd like to support the show and get the ad-free version of the podcast, that is over at patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. All one word there. And we've redone it. It's just two levels. It's easy peasy, super simple. There's just two levels. There's the filthy casual Charles. That's me. And it gets you in the door, gets you in Discord and some cool stuff. And then there's Embrace the underscore Ard. That's him. And that gets you some more cool swag and some other stuff going on there. That's it. Two levels. Easy peasy.
It's true. And because you've got your new 3D printers.
Yep.
Well, ooh. 3D printer. The other one, I don't know if it's because you had to send it back. So we don't
it
know
still hasn't come back. Yeah, we only have the one, but it still works for what we're going to do here.
So, yeah, the resin printer is pretty sweet.
I doubt it'll have it. And I do not have the CAD engineering whatever abilities to do it myself. Right now, for our fans, for our patrons, the perfect thing to 3D print would be a Meowth balloon. Right? Because it just hit the game. Or it's just there about to. Go. I'm not sure if it did hit or it's just about to.
I bet it's on Thingiverse.
I haven't looked on Thingiverse in a minute for Pokemon. There's some decent Pokemon stuff there. I got Joe an ornament back here on one of these shelves that whenever I see him in 3 years from now, he'll get. But actually, I might mail it to you now that we know. Now that we know for sure, we're not going to be meeting up anytime soon. But anyway,
next time I'm driving in your neighborhood.
Yeah, you drive by and wave with one finger. It's okay. I get you, man. No, he uses two. He's English. So, Joe, what's your experience of the week?
All right. So this week.
Did you break yourself there?
No. My game froze. My game froze.
You froze, I think, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's not wrong. So the balloons showed up, which, again, we're going to talk about later. But I went ahead and fought Cliff from the balloon. And that pincer, he's a mean pincer. And I highly doubt my pincer is going to be as good as his pincer because that's just how it works. But I did get a shadow pincer from Cliff from beating him up. So that's pretty fun. I caught a shiny Rhyhorn this week, but that's not super exciting because we had a community day for Rhyhorn. So okay. Is what that is. Right. Apparently the grunt that I just beat is the 100th grunt. So, you know, I got a badge for that. I guess the Pikachus are from this week too, huh? The flying Pikachus and the Ducklets. Flying Pikachus and Ducklets. It's been a long week. I forgot that was this week. Man.
So this is the first week of Go Fest Adventures, right?
Yes.
I forgot. I was thinking, no, I probably should check in on that. And it wasn't until like 2 days ago when I think I saw Ibit post in there. Like Ibit got into our Discord, right? Which is, we'll tell you some stuff about Discord here at the break or right before the break. But Ibit got into our Discord and said, I got all mine done. I'm like, oh crap, I forgot about that. And I got in. I have not played this game as much as I have in the last 2 days. And I got through every level except the Elite Challenge. Are you kidding me? 50, 50 Elite Throws? 50 Elite Throws.
50 Elite Throws.
And it even glitched for a minute, made me think I was crazy.
Excellent throws, but yeah, no.
Excellent, though, whatever. Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't, because I waited too long to get my GoFest ticket, I didn't get that last step.
So that was a bonus step or something?
That was a bonus step for people that had the GoFest tickets. But apparently, I did, because I bought mine a week ago.
Oh, and we'd already started the first week because it's Wednesday. Well, It's Thursday to Tuesday. It just ended yesterday.
It's Friday to
Tuesday.
I don't know. No, yeah, it's Friday. It is Friday. It's Friday.
Well, you didn't miss anything. Now, civilian on Friday, base Wednesday. Said, he said it was not a bonus step. I don't have a ticket. Joe, you're wrong. No.
Well, I never had that. I didn't have that last step. It didn't give it to me.
Nicole says I finished 18 out of 30. That should be 50. So here's the thing. It kept glitching. She says 18 out of 30. And I think the sentence said 20 out of 50. I saw 50, but at one point, Joe, like I'm going back and forth checking it, trying to get my catches in. I got 100. I did get the 100 Pokemon after getting the 50, after getting the 25, after getting the 2 million. Oh, my God, the Pokemon. I burned like 2-3 lures in a couple of hours in this game and hundreds of Pokeballs, which I had stored up, so it's not a big deal. I'm not complaining. But when it said 50, it's like, oh, no way. There's no way. I did great. I mean, I got my one excellent throw on my first try. So boom, done. When it said 50, I was like, I mean, I went to our Discord
throws, right? Something.
And but then here's where it made me crazy. Here's what made me think I was mistaken. No, that's fine, Nicole. I'm using you as an example because I thought I was mistaken. Because at one point, Joe, when I opened it back up, I'd gotten like two or three, let's say two. I'd gotten two excellent throws in that out of 50. But then when I opened it back up just to check my progress on regular catches and the third thing you had to do, I forget, outside of the excellent throws, it showed 2 out of 50, but the bar showed 2 out of 5. Like, ooh, maybe I can probably do 5.
Maybe it's a typo.
Yeah, maybe it's a typo because the bar literally showed like two-fifths of the way done. Right, and it said 50, but it showed 2 fifths. Like, oh man, it's a typo. And then I checked it 3 seconds later, and it went back to 2 out of 50, and it showed a tiny little bar. I'm like, no, it hurt.
And Athena saw it, saying that she saw the same weird things.
Yeah,
maybe it was just glitched. Maybe because I only checked once, so maybe if I had checked again, it would have been there.
Maybe if I had not checked again and gotten 3 more, I would have gotten credit for it. Who knows?
I don't know.
Let's see what my pictures are. Of course, I don't think I was the first to get it, but I was the first to post in our Discord experiences of the week of I got Team Rocket hanging out over my house like instantly. As soon as they launched it, well, I didn't even realize they launched it.
Somebody else posted it before you.
I looked. Yeah. They cheated because I looked because I wasn't going to make a big deal about it.
Maybe they just posted the announcement about it.
Maybe they did that. I don't know. I did get a ducklet.
No, U.S. Nate Scout posted the picture of it.
Well, I missed that because I wouldn't have made a big deal out of it because I was like, no, nobody posted it. Hey, Bill, welcome
but,
in.
But they posted this. It in the general chat, so that's why you didn't
see it. Okay, well, see, no, I did it first in experience of the week. Anyway,
okay,
you know,
okay.
I put up my game, and there's this shadow. It's really cool because I usually say zoomed in, and I hadn't read any of the news. So I like to come to the show fresh on the news so I can truly ask Joe, explain this to me. Hit me up and give excited reactions or disappointed or whatever, you know? So I didn't know they'd actually launched it. And one Pika Stitch, I think. I have not seen the Meowth balloon yet. But so I see the shadow. I'm like, what is that? And I zoom out. I was like, ooh, Rocket. Joe, first one I got was a boss. It's the girl boss.
Okay. The one with the purple
Sierra,
clothes.
Maybe? Is that one of them?
Arlo, Cliff, and I think it is Sierra.
And I think it's Sierra. Anyway, I got her, took her out first shot. Bam, done. Won that. Bam. I closed my game. Hour later, opened it up. Boom, there's another Team Rocket balloon. It's like, you know what? This is not doing my reputation any good on the show because everybody thinks I'm Team Rocket anyway. And now, literally, every time I open
my
game,
they're paying you a visit.
There's Team Rocket. They're coming and paying homage, right? They're like, here we go.
Yeah, Team Rocket's like, hey.
Yep.
Who needs Giovanni? We got Rock out of podcasting.
So, 3 back to back, man. Wiped them all out. I was just doing one right before the show, and I wasn't getting my team set quite right. I was getting that close to finishing off the Dragonite at the end. So, it was a Golbat, then it was a Scyther, then it was a Dragonite. And this is not a boss. This was a regular grunt fight, which seemed a little bit hard for a regular grunt fight, if you ask me. But, and my game locked. It would not take any more screen move fast touches. And I reset it, and they're gone. They flew away. So that's been mine. I got the ducklet before I realized the ducklet was going to be everywhere. I got the Pikachu balloon. And you know what, Joe? The Pikachu balloon guy, flying Pikachu, is okay. That's different.
It's not a hat.
It's not a hat. You know what is a hat? The other starters, I got them all with little party hats. Yeah, I didn't have those before.
They just wanted to party. They just wanted to party.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Rod, and I like to party.
So that was my experiences of the week. I got, man, that elite level step on the Pokemon Go Fet, 50 excellent catches. And civilian on base, or somebody did it. Karans, maybe. Somebody, I scrolled past now, but somebody had said they had gotten it. Oh, my God. Seriously. Good on you. Good on you. But like, I'm so out of practice. I haven't physically caught Pokemon other than one or two, like on show night. Civilian on base said he did it. One or two on show night in so long, because I'm a gotcha kind of guy. And catching, I did at least 175 catches. Now, not every first throw caught. So I'm like, oh, my hand's wearing out trying to catch all these Pokemon. I ended up getting a lot of great catches and a few excellent catches. But yeah, 50 was like, and I was grinding. It had an hour left to go before this thing was over last night. Like, yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm out.
You're just like, throw, go, go, go.
I was getting as much done as I could. But yeah, I did not finish that step. So we're going to read some stuff from our Discord. And let me talk about that. Actually, I was going to make a tiny CC. I need to do that and haven't done it yet. But we have joined forces with, he's here in the chat tonight, Run, Jump, Stomp. Bill has invited us as a show to be a part of his Discord. It's a really excellent community, a lot of cool people. I've personally been over there for a while, mostly lurking, but I interact with some of the people, and it's cool to interact with them. And really great community. And it's called the Nerd's Nest, right? And he added a Pokemon Go podcast room over there. And that will be the public-facing Discord. If you want to be a part of a great community over there, I'm going to get the Tiny CC put in to our stream here in a little bit as Joe's talking, and I'll get it put in our show notes, and we'll at the break.
You're talking about the invite link, right?
Yeah. Might as well make a Tiny CC so it'd be a permanent link, right?
All right, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, but Joe did live here. Put a regular.
There's a problem with a Tiny CC being a quote unquote permanent link. Mm-hmm. Is are you able to change where the Tiny CC points after you set it up?
No.
I've never done Tiny CC because the Discord invite link could become invalid.
Well, you can set a permanent Discord link. I don't know if I probably can because I'm a mod now. But Bill says he's happy to have us. Anyway, if you're listening to the podcast or if you're watching this and you're not a patron, well, go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast, become a patron. We still have our patron-only Discord that is 100% show-focused and our community there. And by all means, we love everybody there. But if you want to be a part of a bigger community and still talk with me and Joe and talk Pokemon Go, we are now part of that community as well. And it's amazing and it's awesome. And thank you, Bill, for having us. You can also just say ***. So now I'm going to open up Discord again because I closed it because it was beeping at me. And even if people can or cannot hear it, I don't like it going off my ear. So I'm reopening so we can see our experience of the week. And as I buy time to do this, you can also send us experiences of the week on Twitter at Pokemon Go Pod. And on our Facebook page /PokemonGoPodcast. And of course, email us show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. We'd love to have you. Let's see. July 2nd was the last date, so I need to scroll up to the 3rd. Go ahead, Joe. If you already have it open, go ahead and start reading them off.
I am pulling it up right now.
Okay, so we're both at the same spot here, more or less. Oh, one last experience. So exciting, dude. I got a new shiny. Take a random guess at what it was. Not an Eevee. I'll go ahead and help you out. Not an Eevee. Go ahead and take a random
Pidgey.
Guess. Yep. I got shiny Pidgey. As I'm scrolling up, I see a lot of people got shiny Pidgeys as well. So,
you sounded upset about it, so I had to guess Pidgey.
You know what? I didn't have a shiny Pidgey. Can you really be upset about getting something new? No. But, yeah. Let's see. Nolte got a shiny Poliwag. Nice. Coach Kev. Is that not a shiny
Phoebus?
Is that a shiny Phoebus? Yeah. It's hard to tell. I need to spark.
It's not hard to tell because it's purple instead of beige.
Do I only have shiny? No, I do have beige. Anyway, Coach Kev got a rank 1 PvP Swablu. Good on you. Nolte got. Now, the Charmander actually looks kind of cute with the hat. And it is a shiny hat.
Charmander. You know how awesome it would be if you could evolve it, though, into a Charizard with a little birthday
With a little
hat.
Tiny birthday hat on it. I'll finish day four. You get you go ahead and get ready for day five. 7-5. You can read that one. Let's see. Popeye finished his Go Festival challenge. Coach Kev got 100% ducklet. Ducklet. He got a second ducklet. Shiny Zubat, which those popped up more with the incense. I haven't seen a Zubat in forever. And with the incense, all of a sudden I'm getting Zubats. Like, no, I don't want Zubats because they're hard to get great next lit throws on. Go away, Zubat. You bother me. You're my favorite, Joe. Pidove is shiny. Pidove. Yeah, I can barely make out the sparkles there. And then we're on day five. So you take it.
Squishy Twitchy asks if you can search for shinies in Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. You can't search in the Pokedex, but if you go to your bag and type in shiny, it'll pull up all your shinies. Nulti made a lot of comments this week. He had a really good week. Shiny Pidgey, shiny Skarmory, another shiny Pidgey, 100%.
I like Skarmory.
Oh, shoot. Why am I blanking on the...
Yeah, Joe.
This guy's name.
Why are you blanking on the Weedle? That's a Weedle, man.
That's not a It eats Weedle.
Swallow, right?
Yeah, something like
Swallow,
that.
Swallow. You know Joe's having a really bad day when the filthy casual can remember things that he can't.
Coach Kev got three shiny Pidgeys and evolved one to each stage. Nulti with 100% ducklet, Coach Kev with the shiny Pikachu,
flying Pikachu.
Yeah. It would kind of break the game. Well, not break the game, but they would have to add extra coding, but I kind of wish it was part flying type, the Pikachu with the balloons. Yeah. It's just electric.
I can't help it, man. Every time.
Nulti again with more shinies.
Wait a second. I'm looking at my... Okay, I was just double checking. I was wondering if the balloons changed color. And on the main screen...
I don't think so.
Well, on the main screen, the icon... No, they don't. But the reason I said hold up is because on the main screen of the Pikachu, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 visible balloons, and they are different colors. But when you jump into the regular look at that he's got here, they're the same. It doesn't change the balloon color.
You know what I kind of wish that we had? Are you ready for this?
What's that?
Shadow Pikachu with rocket balloons.
Okay.
Yeah. You're picturing it now, right?
I kind of wish
we had that. I'm just saying. So Nulti coming in again. Another shiny Pidgey, a shiny Growlithe, shiny Pidove. So fantastic week for Nulti.
US shinies.
US Nate Scout got a nice Swanna.
Wow. What does that evolve from?
Ducklet.
Oh, wow. That's right. We did talk about it. We talked about that. Yeah, the ugly duckling. It's basically the ugly duckling story. Although Ducklet is not ugly, really. You know, if you think about it. But.
Nicole is saying, no, we don't need more special Pikachu. We don't need it. But I kind of want it. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want it.
Joe.
Now the idea's out there.
I am so disappointed in you, Joe.
US Nate Scout with the shiny Apom, 100% Whalmer, Coach Kev with a 100% balloon Pikachu.
Yeah, I want video of him taking that into PvP. Come on, man.
I wonder what its max CP is. I don't think it's high enough to even be viable for PvP, which is a shame. Because you can't evolve it. Nulti with 100% Aerodactyl. US Nate Scout with a shiny Sentret.
Man, all the shinies.
Yeah. Nulti with a 100% Starly and a shiny Talo.
It wasn't Swellow.
Swellow's the evolution.
Yeah, but you didn't even remember that much to correct me then, Joe.
Popeye with the Kyurem, Coach Kev with a third shiny Pidove.
That Kyurem is something else, man.
And then some guy named Rock got a podcasting with a picture of a balloon that everyone can see.
Yeah, I like that. Did you win? I'm not going to tell you that.
Did you win now that we're live on air?
Yeah, I told you I went 3 for 3 until tonight.
Are you sure? Anyway, Coverville, our good friend Brian Ibbett, finished up the the GoFest challenge. Nulty with a shine. Man, Nulty. He's like Terry 2.0.
Except he participates more in our chats.
So Nulty with a shiny Yanma and another shiny Pita and a shiny Pikachu with the balloons and a shiny Drifloon.
Now, I don't need exact numbers, Nulty, because there's no way I don't think you can go back and get them. But an estimate, how many from last week to this week, right? Because that's the only date range we're looking through. So this is when these are posted. How many Pokemon did you catch from last week to this week? Because I did almost 200 catches, at least, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood to finish up this Pokemon Go Fest stuff. So, and I got one shiny. So I'm curious. And I know percentages don't really play into how many you catch versus your shinies, but this is a lot of shinies from everybody. So I'm wondering if I'm just truly that filthy of a casual or if they're, you know, because they're catching so much more.
Well, I mean, it's tough to catch a whole bunch when you don't leave the house, right?
So. The incense does really well, man.
Yeah, it does. It's true. And then there's Nicole in chat saying, I haven't gotten a shiny in forever.
Well, and again, I ask, how much have you caught? You know? And I don't know if it correlates, but anyway, they're Drifloon, shiny, Pidgey, shiny. Yeah, no, I won't say what I said about it. I posted that GoFest skill challenge. So I think Ibbot did that one. I'm pretty sure he stepped on that one too.
Mm-hmm. So US Nate Scout with a shiny Pidgey. US Nate Scout with a Shadow Entei.
Look at that. Beat Giovanni, man.
Yeah, coming in on the at the buzzer, because now it's, sorry, did I say shiny? I meant Shadow Entei. Now it's Suicune.
What about this though? Did you catch it? Because this is the screenshot of US Nate Scout saying he beat him and he's going to try to catch it with 13 throws left. Did he catch it?
That is a good question. Is he here to represent himself?
I don't know. He's not. Okay, so get into community.
Message us in Discord.
When he goes back and listens to the podcast. Getting there, into the experiences of the week in Discord, and let us know. I'd love to know if you caught it.
Yep. And then Terry just showing off his stats from his 4-year Pokemon Go anniversary.
Look at Popeye throwing down the gauntlet. Found Jesse James already. Jesse and James.
Boom.
Already.
Yep. Got a Shadow Koffing and a Shadow Ekans. Terry with a shiny Wurmple and a Shadow Mudkip.
Yes.
So good stuff. I got a Shadow Mudkip right at the beginning of the show.
Well, good on you, 1%. That's awesome.
I'm freaking amazing.
So here's the thing. If you do tag us on Twitter, if you do share your experience on Twitter, you know, hashtag it experience of the week or hashtag it your Pokemon Go podcast. But whatever you do, make sure you put @ Pokemon Go podcast. That's the easiest way for us to see it if you're going to share it. And of course, because all these we read are in our Discord, again, patreon.com, so on and so forth. All right, Joe, we've got some headlines here. Are these in the order that you are happy with, sir?
Let's just go for it.
All right, new Shadow Forms are added to the Game Master, and it's Captain N. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Tell me you know at least that reference. Go on, Joe.
A lot of people don't get the reference.
But you do. And I only do this show
for
you, my friend. I do it just for you.
All right. I totally wanted to be Captain N when I was like 5 years old. I love
that. Oh, me too, man. that cartoon was so good.
I used to steal the gun from Duck Hunt and run around pretending to be Captain N.
Nice.
My brother would get mad at me because he's like, where's the gun? I'm trying to play the game.
Anyway, these are new. These are new Pokemon and their evolutions that just received the Shadow treatment. One of your faves, Shuckle, is in there.
Shuckle! Oh, if I could get a Shadow Blueberry Shuckle, that'd be pretty sweet.
Now, Stunky, you can't tell a difference because he just has a cloud of odor around him anyway. You know, you can't tell he's just Shadow Stunky. Now, here's the thing. Stunky should have red eyes, and I think this is fan art because I don't think this is pulled from the code. you know, itself?
No. So what it says up at the top, if you didn't notice, the game master is just text. This is not the
okay. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm figuring. It had to because none of these have the shadow eyes. Now Shuckle's just dots anyway, but the rest of them aren't. But who else we got, Joe?
So we've mentioned Shuckle and Stunky. There's Pineco. There's Gligar, Nidoran, male and female, and then Machop. I kind of want a shadow Machop, a shadow shiny Machop.
Oh, I that'd be really cool. I got my heart broke this week because news popped up, right? Popped up in the game saying remote raid invites. Like, did they fix? We just talked about that last week. We just talked about it with the Twitter post and all this. Did they fix it? Nope. It was the same thing. It just came like 4 days later in the game instead of on Twitter. Like, we already know it's delayed. Stop breaking my heart, man.
Yeah. Which, do we have that as a source? I thought I put that in here.
That was last. We talked about it last week. It was a source last week.
But there was an official source where they kind of were like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. All right. So for
we could probably pull it up in the news.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. We got a lot of news, Joe. And I know how you are. You're like, it's delayed. So sweet. Yeah. But with the GoFest coming, shut it. You shut it. We're talking about the boss chart and GoFest right now.
They don't actually provide an update for when they're going to do the remote raids or anything.
You're killing me, Joe.
Nothing.
You're killing me, Joe.
You're welcome.
Just for that, we're skipping the boss chart. Forget you, man. No, all right. We're going to the Pokemon Go raid boss chart. Now, are we sure?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about this. Why are we sure about this?
Because it's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Oh, my God. No, you're killing me, man.
What were you going to ask if we're sure about?
It's GoFest event. I know we talked about the testing the raids last year after the event. Is this just a regular rotation, or is this specifically going to be special for the GoFest event, this boss chart? For raids.
Oh yeah, so they announced Ho-Oh returning and Zekrom here.
So this is basically the standard. It's not really GoFest related.
It's technically part of the GoFest event, yes.
Okay, all right. So yeah, get all the way down to the bottom. You get the flying Pikachu and the hat Squirtle and the hat Bulbasaur and the hat Charmander, you know.
And the purple Omanyte.
The purple Omanytes. And the puke green Onyx. But anyway, yeah, Raichu. So yeah, this is fairly standard.
You may not like the shiny Onyx, but what about shiny Steelix?
Is it still puke green?
No, it isn't.
Then I don't know. I didn't say I didn't like. I mean, I'm going to be happy with any shiny that I get. But yeah, we've had that discussion. Let's not have that discussion again. Is this even legit?
Are you looking at the stream? Are you looking at the stream?
No, John. I'm trying to host a show and move on.
You should look at the stream. You should look. Take a look. What does it show? What does it show?
It shows you're saying. It shows Steelix dancing. Okay, no, yeah. I like the gold Steelix. That's
gold Steelix. That's he's cool. Not puke green. You may not like the really shiny cool. Onyx. Yeah. Just evolve it to a Steelix, baby.
I got plenty of candies, and I've got the whatever.
Get that 24 karat gold plating.
That's I'll give you. That's pretty cool, man. That is pretty cool. All right. Is this even legit world player here? That's not their
it's silver too name. Legit, too legit to quit.
This is from user Tool DFR this on Silph Road on Reddit. I the first time I see such a density of stocks is wow.
Yeah. I was waiting. I was like, I glanced
as I'm reading the headline. I see, no, that looks. I mean, Covington, where I go to play, when I go out to play, even though I live in Conyers, Covington is kind of like this until you scroll down, like, wait, that's a Pokemon Go Fest level, you know, that, saturation. That's
beyond
there.
Pokemon Go Fest right in that little spot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a
if
lot.
If that's a restaurant, dude. I know where I'm eating lunch.
Yeah. No kidding.
So if you actually scroll down to the first comment here, CalCal 1992 says that this is apparently done by doing location edits to legitimate stops. So these are people that are gaming the system. And apparently if you get a lot of people, apparently it only needs about 20 or so, supposedly. But if you get people together to game the system, you can make a bunch of edits and basically duplicate a stop to be right next to itself. I'm sure that this will get cleaned up eventually.
Yeah.
But until it does, that is pretty ridiculous.
I honestly don't like any gaming of the system. Yeah, there's a glitch in a game that I play currently, a AAA game that I play currently that's online, that, oh, you know, there's this, you can do this. I'm like, eh, but I'm not going to. Because it's obviously a bug that benefits the players, and it benefits all players, but it's a bug, and it's not right. And this is even more. I mean, I'm sure your answer is going to be no, but I would spin it. Don't get me wrong. If I was sitting in whatever this location is, I would spin the crap out of these stops. But the fact that you're doing it is not. I don't like that. Be better.
They'll clean it up. And to be honest, I put this on Niantic. If you're able to replicate a stop by doing that, it's on Niantic. They've got a faulty system. I wouldn't participate in it personally.
Yeah, like you wouldn't go make edits or anything.
I wouldn't go in and make the edits. That doesn't mean I wouldn't sit there like I said, if that's a restaurant, that doesn't mean I wouldn't sit there with my Pokemon Go Plus, click, 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 while I'm eating my cheeseburger or whatever.
I'm not dumb. I'm just opposed to a gaming system. Ed, you know what? There's somebody out there who's going to be like, really? Really? You play with the gacha all the time, and this is what you don't want? At me, bro. I mean, seriously. At Pokemon Go Pod, at Rock Out of Pod, email us. I'll have that discussion with you. We'll talk about it on the show. I'll read your thoughts. I mean, we've done it in the past, right, where somebody disagreed with us, or with me specifically, and we talked about it on the show.
You know how crazy this would be if it was during when was that event? Like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, when you got crazy, stupid experience from spinning new stops?
Yeah. But so, that was intentional, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that was. Yeah. But look at all those white circles means those are stops that this guy has never spun. So he could,
gotcha.
The fact that this is a rural place, because he said he's a rural player.
Yes, that's what he said.
I can't fault them for trying to get more stops in a rural area. You know?
Yeah. But honestly, if you look at the legit stops.
Like, I don't know what it looked like beforehand, but yeah. Because I kind of wonder if some of these other ones are legit or if they're just edits as well. I mean, there's that cluster that looks like it was originally three or four stops, and now it's like 25.
Yeah, I mean, that's not legit. But that's, I mean, it's gonna be you back in my day, 3.5 years ago, when rural meant you had one stop in 10 miles. That's rural now. When it's spread out over blocks and blocks and blocks, and you need to use your car to easily get to and from them, that's rural playing. But there's still a half dozen to a dozen stops you can hit. It's just not easily walked, like if you're downtown Atlanta or anything.
Well, and what this reminds me of is, what was that? Was it a mall in South Korea?
Oh, yeah. But that was intentional, too.
Yeah, no. That was legit because of some sponsor that was paying for stops. Like, it was a vending machine or something.
Yes, it was.
So, but yeah. So, anyway, apparently this is happening. And there is a way to game the system. We kind of hinted at how to do it. We don't know fully how to do it.
Just you roll back the tape. You basically, it's an article. We read the article, but we disagree with it. That's online. So here's another one off the Silk Road on Reddit. This is by Staples. The user. I'm sure this has been suggested before. I like the suggestion.
And that's why I posted it. We've talked about it a bunch of times, but I will mention it every time.
Yeah, it's when you pull up your nearby list, right, and you go to the raid tab, and it shows you the raids going on or about to go on, and right next to the view, have a little box that shows how many people are there waiting on it or, you know, in the lobby or whatever without having to use remote raid pass. However, if you're close enough to view it, not in this tab, but like legit, like I can see it, I can open it, I can look at the lobby, you can see the people in without using your remote raid pass.
Well, if you're to where you would have to use a remote raid pass, you can't see the people in it.
You can open it up. It'll just say zero.
It says move closer.
Does it really? I haven't. Maybe I was close enough that it was triggering at the time I was expecting to use my remote raid pass because it wasn't going to stay there. I don't know. Maybe I remember opening one and going, oh, there's nobody there.
Yeah. What I wish it would be is that it would say you could click on a raid, say express interest in it. And if you clicked to say express interest, it would trigger a notification if people went into the lobby. So you say you express interest.
Yes.
And then once enough people have expressed interest, someone's like, oh, okay, we've got enough people. They click to go in, and everybody that had expressed interest gets a notification saying that someone went in and started a lobby.
I think it's going to kind of become a moot point a little bit, not a huge bit, but a little bit of a moot point when they get remote raid invites taken care of. Because
yeah, but even then,
It's not a total moot point, but a little bit. Because, Joe, right now you have to physically see it, right? So I have to be out and about because I cannot see a gym from my house. So just like you, we have to be out and about somewhere. Well, if we're out and about, we're doing something, or very rarely I would have to say, I'm speaking for both of us, correct me if I'm wrong, but very rarely if we're out and about, especially in today's climate, do we have time to just, oh, look, there's a raid that's about to go. Let's go wait for 10 minutes in the parking lot, see who shows up and be there, or at least be close enough to remote raid pass that we've got stuff to do. So if you have any friends, and Nicole, you do, you have all kind of friends in the game. Joe and I will invite you to the, you know, we'll get listeners to invite you. So before you go, I don't have friends. No, in the game you do. As long as you have some friends in the game, right? You can then go do raids without having to be there.
What if, just spitballing here, what if you were near enough to click on it and express interest?
Yeah.
What if it stayed in your raid tab after you did that? So then you say drove 10 miles away, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, it's not anywhere near it, but it's still on your nearby, and someone goes in, you could still go in with your remote raid pass.
That would be interesting. That's a stretch.
That's
a little of a stretch.
I doubt they'll do it. I doubt they'll do it, but it would make it more usable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So you still had to be out and about. You still had to see it. You had to interact with it by opening it up, interested. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. But then it would work as a, I think that'd be a step after inviting your friends, right? That once they get that right, then you can say, okay, we can implement the code for that. But I agree, if you're close by.
Yeah, that's way too convenient for Niantic to put in the game, though. It'll never happen.
You know what, though? This is a new world we're living in. I wouldn't say never. Because
it's whole new.
You know what? They might say never, because again, with the friends thing coming, they're just going, well, you got friends, just do that. And here's the official announcement that we knew was coming. Team Rocket has taken over the GoFest Weekly Challenge. What?
So this is actually the newest announcement. But yes.
And it starts tomorrow as of this recording. So for the podcast, it starts today, it already started, so get out there and get on it. Don't be a filthy casual like Charles here and forget until it's 3 hours until this thing's over. But read it to me, or not, don't read it to me. TLDR it, Joe.
TLDR. So all of the dark or shadow Pokemon that we mentioned earlier are specifically mentioned as being featured as part of this, but. So the features of this event are that poison and dark types will be appearing more often in the wild, eggs, and raids. You will see more Team Go Rocket balloons, including Meowth balloons. As we said before, Suicune is now available from Giovanni. So if you beat him, you get Suicune. And then, yeah. Get out there, have some fun. And then specifically on Sunday between 11 and 2, it basically sounds like there's going to be a ton of it says Team Go Rocket balloons in the sky and grunts at all the Pokestops during the takeover. So this is another Team Go Rocket takeover where all of the stops are shadow stops. There's going to be double Stardust for defeating grunts and either a stop or a balloon. Meowth balloons are going to appear even more often than the rest of the event. And then you can use a charge TM to let your Pokemon forget frustration and learn a new move.
Okay.
Which I don't... Are you not able to do that with Shadow Pokemon? Anyway, and then Team Go Rocket Music will be playing during those 3 hours. So that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time on Sunday. Sunday.
Now, it says Team Go Rocket Music playing. Is that the entire time? Because I'd rather it be just when they kind of show up or something. I don't know.
That's specific under the 3 hour.
Yeah, I see it there.
The 3 hour tour.
So I'm about to set an alarm so I can do that. Did you know, Joe, Nicole just got a Meowth balloon at her house?
Is she going to win? Is she going to beat it?
I have faith that she will. I think she's going to smack it down. She's got the Banhammer. You know she's going to take him down with it.
Bam! So. In your face. And Civilian on Base confirms that normally frustration is not able to be TM'd. So... This is new. Get out there and TM your shadow Pokemon.
And what else is interesting about changing the moves, right? It's not specifically about changing the moves. But, what I was going to say, and again, we may have talked about it, and I missed it. I don't know. But if you go into a battle, like Team Rocket battles, right, and you're powering up that charge move, you know you can stack those charge moves?
Yes.
Okay. I don't listen to this show. I didn't know that. I'm like, hey, wait, that's a whole different color building. I definitely did not assume that I was the first to figure that out. But I was like, and that helped. That really helps with strategy, man. Getting through some of these Team Rocket battles. That's how I beat Sienna.
Sierra.
Yeah. So close.
Sierra missed.
Is that I was able to take out the first Pokemon, so I just let that thing build, and as soon as that second Pokemon came in, I went bam and grabbed it, and it did its thing, and that was fun. So on that note, Joe, let's take us a really quick break here, and we'll be back in just a moment for both the podcast and the live Twitch broadcast that's going on.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
I want to be the very best. No
one was. Sing it, Joe. That is the metal one. You know how long I searched for the metal one to come up? I worked so hard, and this one, no, totally random. Boom, first one up. So, yeah, we got some things. Thank you. We're back. Thanks for hanging out there through the break on the podcast and, of course, the break here on the live stream. If you have some cool... Yeah, Pokemon related music. I definitely would like to keep a Pokemon related music. But you got something you like, or just send us a link. Again, you know, you can email us show@PokemonGoPodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Discord. You can hit us up and just let us know. And I'll be more than happy to go get it and put it on the random music list. I would love to do that. And it literally is a button. I don't know what's coming up. I hit the button once to clear the first song out, because that's what you have to do, and then it randomly pulls it up. I learned that from Bill from Jump Stomp. And Discord has been set up now for you to get to the public Discord. tiny.cc/PGP Discord. That's DISCORD. So tiny.cc/PGP Discord. That is the Nerd's Nest with Run Jump Stomp. And that's where we have a public facing room that he's given us, and he's been awesome to do that. So you can join that one for free and let us know what songs you'd like to hear. So back into the news, Joseph. I know you had fun singing there, but we got to get back to work here. put that in the wrong place. All right.
We should just have a karaoke night, right?
That would be interesting. You know, as part of Patreon, we're going to be doing more hangouts with our patrons. We can make it a karaoke hangout. I got all the tools for it. So, so we just left off before the break with Nicole getting a Meowth balloon. What does this mean? She's got a, I got a headline here that you can go right into.
Oh, really? It says that we can battle Jesse and James by finding the Meowth balloon. And I haven't watched this video. I'll watch it later when it's not going to play through the stream.
Yeah, gotcha.
Jesse and James have appeared with the Meowth balloon. I have not personally seen one at this point yet.
Me either.
As you said, other people in our chat here live have. I just looked down to see if maybe impeccable timing on Niantic's part, but no. And so you can battle them just like a normal team, Rocket Grunt, and you can get some shadow Pokemon from them. So you can get Koffing and Ekans, and I would assume Meowth, but...
You would think that you could get a Meowth there. And Nicole says she's not even going to try it. I'm disappointed.
She's not even going to give it a go. You miss every shot you don't take. What was that? Wayne Gretzky said that?
Yes. all right. Well, still talking balloons here. Look out, trainers. Team Go Rocket balloons have arrived. We've hit this one pretty good. There's a cool video that goes with it. And it's pretty straightforward. Now, if you have your Rocket Radar ready, you will get a Team Go Rocket leader battle. Now, again, yes. Remind me, because, you know, I didn't try all that hard, but now that I'm collecting Radar, see, if they bring it to me, I will play it. That's how I work. So they are bringing the Rocket Raids. If you build it,
they will come.
Yeah, except different. You know, they got to come to me, then I'll build it. But I'm collecting the Radar pieces because the Rocket... people are coming in paying homage.
If they come, you will build it.
Yeah. So how do we get the Super Rocket Radar? Do you have to beat all of the bosses?
So I already had the Rocket Radar. So my first balloon was Cliff.
Yeah, yeah. No. I said Super. Joe.
Super.
Joe, are you listening to me?
You have to beat all three.
Are you listening to me, Joe?
You have to beat all three. It's the quest line. Where's the quest line? Let's move over. Quest line. Looming in the shadows. So once you beat all three, you can get the Super Rocket Radar that finds Giovanni.
Okay, that's all I needed. That's all I need, Joe.
It's all you needed to know. Yeah. That's it. It's all you needed.
Make America Rocket again. Come on. But yeah, so
oh, no.
that's
oh no,
that's it. So yeah, I do. It doesn't matter how zoomed in you are, but it does, because if you're super zoomed in, it's going to take a minute to see the shadow. I love the shadow. I love that there's like, wait, what is making that shadow on the ground? And you zoom out, and there's this beautiful, it really is graphically beautiful, big Team Rocket balloon sitting there. It's really
well, and
cool.
You know what's fun is if you play with your buddy and it's a flying buddy, and so it comes out and roams around the map, it will actually run into the rocket balloon. Someone posted a video of their Rayquaza just smacking the rocket balloon around.
And like it physically runs into it, like it moves it and stuff.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. I will say this: when I was doing the event this week and I was catching all those Pokemon using the incense to summon them, my character kept getting pregnant. By that, I mean, they kept putting drift balloons right in the middle of my character where I cannot tap on it. I looked like I had a pregnant dude walking around with this purple baby. I mean, it was weird. Graphical glitch. And I'd have to wait for drift to kick in, which is drift is so much better now. Right? It's like, I can't tap you, drift balloon. You won't get out of my person. It's weird. But anyway, we got my favorite graphic right now. El Gringo Suave. That's my boy. He's always got my back on these things. We got a Floric of Cows Premier Cup.
Cup.
Simplified.
Yes. So the Premier Cup is a Silph Road Cup, so it's got its own rules. I haven't actually looked to see what those rules are. I should probably look it up because I really don't do anything with the Premier, with the Silph Road. So Premier Cup, Pokemon Go. Let's check it out so that we actually know what the stipulations are. So the rules are, you have a team of six. So you have a team of six, but then you only, I think, bring three in of those six.
Okay.
So you show them ahead of time the six Pokemon that you're planning on using the three of, or maybe just two battles. Confirm in, oh, it is not Silph. It is in the game. Oh. Really? Oh. I'm going to have to look in game then.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm in the middle of a battle. Does it
Don't
show?
Be in the middle. No, you got to finish that out. You want me to see? I can look real quick because I don't believe I'm in the middle of a battle. A cup battle. But again, keep talking about it and I'll try to pull it up here.
Well, then maybe I'm just
depending on basis. Come on, man.
Global PvP tournament, Premier Cup. It says on the Silph Road. Now, you're saying this is not the Silph Road that's doing it?
No, I am in the middle of a battle, apparently.
It's part of the Silph
Road. I can't look either. But if you hit it, it would have shown you.
It would have shown me. Okay.
Hit what?
Punch, punch. Oh, I see. Premier Cup. Max CP per Pokemon. No limit. Limited selection. Ooh. We want to use the Squirt Gun team. Yeah.
All right, Civilian. Come on, man. That's not like that easy to figure out.
Burr, burr, burr. It shows how much I PvP. PvP.
So according to this, so this must be the selection. You've got mud Kip or whatever. You've got Machop, Machoke, Machamp. You've got man, I can't figure out some of these. That's the flame dragon. Not dragon. There's Dragon Knight, but there's Joe, you've rubbed off on me, Joe. I can't remember anybody now.
Charizard?
No. It's not a dragon. Dragonite? It's the lizard. The lizard.
Oh, the Seedra? The Kingdra?
That's not fire.
I don't know where you're looking.
You know what? Go back to the Fork of Cows graphic.
I'm not seeing through your eyes. Under
very fragile. Very fragile.
Yeah,
the lizard that has flames on his back.
Oh, you're talking about the evolved form of Cyndaquil.
That's it. How hard is that? The flame lizard.
The flame lizard.
Come on,
I didn't know you were talking
Bring
about
it back
Typhlosion.
To first grade. Bring my it bad. Back to first grade, and you'll my be on bad. My level. Come
There's
on,
Charizard
man.
Right next to him,
yes.
who is literally a fire dragon, and you're
yes.
talking about
I,
a fire
I,
lizard.
I changed it to lizard. I changed it to lizard.
Whatever.
Oh, we gotta get on the ball, man. I got another show to do. But okay, so this I imagine everybody on this graphic is who you can pick from. And well, I like so, that Snorlax
yeah,
is the bait master mold breaker.
This is the top picks, is what it's saying.
Okay, so you might be more than this to pick from. So
yeah, I mean I think you could pick from everything.
Anyway, it shows you the circle of who beats who and who's stronger and who. Except for Snorlax, who is the bait master / mold breaker. Which I love. So there you go. Are you gonna play it? Are you gonna try it out, Joe? Not right now. Don't do it now, Joe. Don't you do
right
it.
Right now.
No, Joe.
I will use my squirt gun team. It will be amazing.
We got two more headlines to finish.
41 CP, 38 CP, and 31 CP. It's gonna be great. I'm All battling right now.
All right, you battle right now. You shush. You battle. I'm gonna carry on. So let's look closer to discover what Pokemon Fest 2020 has in store. It's a really cool commercial. I'm letting it play on silent, and it's really nifty. And nothing super, other than how cool it looks, nothing super amazing. It's a standard.
Oh, really? Look at the picture.
I said I'm watching the commercial. Watching the...
Look at the picture.
I want a divorce,
Look
Joe.
At it right now.
I'm looking at it now. That's a lot of cool stuff.
So The nice thing about this is it shows Mega Evolutions and it shows the Gen 6 starters, which have not been there before. So we don't new stuff. It's gonna be here for GoFest.
Are you gonna buy me a Pikachu balloon? I see those in the background.
Never.
Oh, all right. But yeah, now there's some really cool. I see some Mega Evolutions. Oh no, I want that Munchlax balloon. That's what I want. I legit want that. I want that Munchlax balloon. I'd hang it up right behind me. That'd be cool. But yeah, this is a cool graphic. A lot of cool stuff here. And this is from the official Niantic blog. This is their post. So this isn't some cannon fodder for the internet. This isn't some graphical fakery here.
The cannon fodder is real.
Yeah. There's your title. So, are you excited, Joe? Are you getting excited about Pokemon Go Fest?
Very excited. Very, very, very excited. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to actually go to a park and play, and I'm going to bring the kids with me. It'll be amazing. It'll be fantastic. And might I point out, because our one and only Nicole 0991 was freaking out over me catching a Shellos, there's a picture of pink Shellos on there. It's right next to the Lapras. Super cute, adorable.
Yeah.
And Victini. There's Victini in the picture. Remember how people
that
were like,
sounds like a drink.
Oh,
I would order.
They were like, oh hey, Victini's gonna be the person. Yeah, probably. You know who else is there?
Not me.
Do you? Okay,
no, I got my ticket. Who else is there?
There's Galarian. There's all. You know what? If that, I'm just kind of rambling now, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to abandon the show to go to my other show, man.
If that Munchlax parade balloon was real, I think I might have to get it.
That's what I'm talking about, right? That's what I was talking about.
It's pretty adorable.
All right,
pretty adorable.
We've got some speak pipes. Here's a speak pipe for you. Number one, we got three speak pipes. So thank you. Go to PokemonGoPodcast.com. Right there on the right-hand side of the screen, just on the main page, tab that says, hey, leave your message. Any device with a microphone will do that touches the internet, and away we go.
Hey there. My name's Tom, and I just want to say that Jacket K is a fraud. anyway, love the show. Bye.
So Jackie K
is the fraud this time.
We need to start a running fraud list. Oh, Nicole, I don't know how to do it, Nightbot, but let's start a running fraud list. So we type "bang fraud" and we get a list of all the frauds that pop up.
Fraud Watch 2020.
There you go. Here's another speak pipe.
Hey, you guys, Cheeky Nashville here, and I'm from Nashville.
Are you?
And I've got a question for Charles.
Oh.
The Rock got a pot.
Let's do it.
Hey, brother, you need to get good.
Oh,
because on this week's GoFest skill challenge, it says you have to get 50 excellent curveball.
Yeah, he didn't.
No.
Or maybe it don't have to be curveball. I don't know.
No,
but
it isn't.
Still, you need to get good.
No.
Because you ain't going to do that. I know you ain't going to do that. But if you do that, I'm going to Venmo you $100. And you need to get more bang for your buck.
You missed out
anyway,
on $100.
I love the show. I know Joe. He's going to get the excellent curveball stuff. Cheeky.
Joe, it didn't even pop up for Joe.
The tab didn't even pop up for me.
4 days ago. He called that in 4 days ago. He was that confident he was not going to spend any money.
You should have got good.
Should get good. All right, we got one more. Man, Cheeky, you know, you hit a brother when they're down. You just know how to stab me.
He's
being
a little cheeky. A little cheeky.
Hey, my name's Tom. Hey, Joe. A lot of fraudulent activity with that underscore there, dude. Anyway, what time is it, Joe?
Oh, that's a great lead in
for random trivia. And this week I wanted to talk about Meowth. And I know that he evolves into Pershing or Perserker in the Galarian realm, but I'm just going to talk about Meowth today, especially since we're you got to get out of here. Meowth is the Scratch Cat Pokemon. It is a normal type, except the Galarian is a steel type, and the Alolan form is a dark type. And then there's the Gigantamax Meowth, and he's just huge. He's still a normal type as far as I know, but he's gigantic. He's Gigantamax. And he looks really dumb. But then again, a lot of the Galarian or the Gigantamax are very silly. So Meowth, Pokedex entry says it adores circular objects. It wanders the streets on a nightly basis to look for dropped loose change. And Cheeky is here. He's here.
What?
He's here in chat.
Oh, and
you,
no.
You could have got the $100, but you messed up.
No.
And so Meowth, one of the things about him is that not only does he adore circular objects, he actually has a move in the main series games where he throws money and you actually get extra money at the end of a battle for using it. So that was a way, it wasn't very much, so it was kind of negligible and very grindy, but it was a way you could get a little extra cash in the main series games. The Meowth on the TV show obviously can speak instead of just saying Meowth, Meowth, Meowth or whatever. And in the lore in the main series or in the cartoon, in the anime, is that Meowth, because he learned how to walk and talk, is no longer able to evolve, which makes him very sad because he wants to be Giovanni's favorite, and Giovanni has a Persian. So he's very, very jealous of the Persian. And then I know we've mentioned these coins before, but do you remember the Niue coins?
I remember you mentioning them.
So if I remember correctly, it's a tiny little country or an airport. It's an island country in the South Pacific. And they make all kinds of crazy coins. And they, years back made Pokemon $1 Pokemon coins, to commemorate and promote the Pokemon franchise. So there's a Meowth coin, there's a Bulbasaur coin, a Pikachu coin, a Squirtle coin, and a Charmander coin. So that is pretty, pretty cool. I bet those are a ton of money on eBay, but it is what it is. Meowth is based on the Japanese legend of the Maneki Neko, which is a lucky cat. And then the name Meowth comes from meow and wealth. So since it's thought to bring good fortune. But
Somehow I did not take a picture. I didn't scroll that far. I did get a steampunk Meowth this week.
Steampunk Meowth.
Yeah, the Galarian, whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't get the Langlier Meowth. You got the steampunk Meowth.
Yeah, I got the. He looks like he's gone down a chimney one too many times. Dirty Meowth. That's what I got. So, hey, if we were sponsored by Orbit Scum, it'd be, do you have a dirty Meowth? Try Orbit Scum. But we're not. But you should sponsor us. Somebody make that happen. Barry Folk, get on that. Make Orbit sponsor us. You have the power. All right, Joe, we got to get out of here, but you can email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. We do have the speak pipe that we just mentioned over on that website, PokemonGoPodcast.com/, it's just right there on the main page. Tab it. Leave the message. I love it. We're getting fraudulent calls now, and Cheeky, you hurt me. You hurt my heart. You called it 4 days before it happened. You called it. You put money on it. Oh, man. Reddit's r/PokemonGoPodcast, and big thanks to El Gringo Suave for dropping in that Four Cacao's graphic this week there for us. We really appreciate you, man. Facebook's Pokemon Go Podcast. Twitter's @PokemonGoPod. Twitch.tv live Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern is Pokemon Go Podcast. You can find us there. And now, brand new, we're on a public Discord. Of course, you go to our Patreon, and you can be part of that private Discord there that is very show-focused. We have a public one that's part of a larger community at the Nerd Nest for Run, Jump, Stomp, and that is tiny.cc/PGP Discord. DISCORD is how you spell that particular Discord. So come join that community and join us over there. It'd be awesome. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me at @Joseph_Ard or #embrace_.
Yes, I love it, man. Find me at @RockGotOffPod or search Charles McFall pretty much everywhere, and you'll find me there. Rock Got a Podcasting or Charles McFall. And tune in next week to hear Joe say,
"Oh, it's going to be such a great week. I'm going to catch so many shinies. It'll be awesome." Yes.